USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A three-hour police standoff ended at a Trader Joe's in the Silver Lake area of Los Angeles last night when the suspect was taken into custody. Authorities say the man had shot his grandmother seven times, then fled with a female hostage who he also injured. Police tracked the suspect using the car's anti-theft device. Shots were exchanged with the suspect and he hit a light pole in the Trader Joe's parking lot. He then ran inside where he allegedly shot and killed the store manager. As many as 50 others were trapped inside the store. This woman watched from the parking lot.
They had people climbing out of the window from the Trader Joe's to get out of, for safety, and then they are just trying to get everyone out of the parking lot away from that area.
Mayor Eric Garcetti commented after the standoff ended.
This is a community I lived in for many, many years, and my wife and I shopped almost weekly here at this Trader Joe's, and our hearts go out to everybody who has been traumatized.
The grandmother is in grave condition. The suspect was shot in the arm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A new ABC News Washington Post poll finds most Americans disapprove of President Trump's attempts to discredit U.S. intelligence findings that Russia interfered in the 2016 election and half disapprove of his handling of last week's summit with Russian President Putin. Gary Langer heads Langer Research Associates, which conducts the polling.
A majority of Americans disapprove of Mr. Trump casting doubt about U.S. intelligence on Russian interference in the 2016 election, with relatively modest support for the president, even in his own party and among his conservative base. Further, 47% say U.S. leadership in the world has weakened under the Trump presidency versus 30% who say it's grown stronger.
The Ferguson fire near Yosemite National Park in Northern California is forcing mandatory evacuations. Red Cross Shelter Supervisor Kelly Peck says they're providing refuge.
It's our neighbors, and we see them coming in. We just want to create a safe place.
So far, no homes have been damaged. The fire continues to spread. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
1-0 ignition.
SpaceX launched its Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral, Florida this morning. The launch carried a Telstar 19 Vantage communication satellite. The Falcon rocket is designed to be reused at least 10 times. This was its second liftoff. The investigation into the deadly duck boat accident in Missouri continues. The NTSB has collected video footage taken from another vessel and has interviewed witnesses. Coast Guard Captain Scott Stormer says they're making plans to salvage the sunken boat.
Are putting together the resources to effect that salvage. We're hopeful that that will happen in the early part of next week.
The boat sank during a sudden storm that produced 73-mile-per-hour winds. President Trump uses Twitter to address the FBI raid at his former lawyer Michael Cohen's New York office. More from USA's Robin Walensky.
Audio tapes confiscated by the feds. One is a reported recording Cohen makes while he talks to President Trump about a potential payment to a woman. Now the president tweeting, inconceivable that the government would break into a lawyer's office early in the morning. Almost unheard of. Even more inconceivable that a lawyer would tape a client. Totally unheard of and perhaps illegal. The good news is that your favorite president did nothing wrong, exclamation point.
Legally, Michael Cohen is in the clear. The recording took place in New York, which is a one-party consent state. Ethically, Cohen's on shakier ground. Trump's lawyers asking to waive attorney privilege, an indication they see the tape as something they can spin. For USA